A 59-year-old Indigenous man died last week in a Northern Territory prison, just 3 hours after being arrested under new laws enacted at the end of last year. The paperless arrest powers, under a new act passed into the Police Administration Act, allow police to detain people for committing minor offences for up to 4 hours without charge. Indigenous advocacy groups say that these powers belong in a police state and are challenging them in the High Court. But Attorney General John Elferink is standing behind his laws, as we find out in this report by Nina Koppel.
The death of an Indigenous man in custody last week has thrown paperless arrest powers in the Northern Territory into question. Talia Anthony, senior law lecturer at UTS, says that under the Act, people can be thrown into prison based on police suspicion.
So it's a really broad power that intrudes on people's liberty, and I think the death on Friday of this Indigenous man in Darwin police custody shows that, firstly, that there are very serious consequences for this type of power that enables more people to be incarcerated, but also that Indigenous people are more likely to feel the effects of this legislation.
In the past 3 months, about 700 people were arrested under these laws, and 70% of them were Indigenous. Jonathan Hunyor, Principal Legal Officer at the North Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency, says this is disproportionately high considering Indigenous people make up 30% of the population. It is this agency that has brought these powers before the High Court.
Our argument in the High Court will be that police are basically being given the power to lock people up and punish them, which is a power that should ordinarily only be able to be exercised by a court. So that's going to be the basis for that challenge. One of the reasons we've brought the challenge is that we're very concerned about the impact the law is going to have and is having on Aboriginal people.
But Northern Territory Attorney General John Elferink is standing behind the paperless arrest system.
It is an effective way of ensuring that we keep our streets safe for the people of the Northern Territory. It is wrong for any person to suggest prior to a coronial investigation as to the causes of this man's passing. We are aware of a pre-existing medical condition, but it is up to the coroner to determine whether or not that pre-existing condition in any way was part of the cause of his death in custody.
As this paperless arrest system is taken up with the High Court, do you think that there will be changes to the way this system is used in the Northern Territory?
Well, that entirely depends on the decision of the High Court, but I am comfortable with the lawfulness of the system.
Do you think that enough is being done considering the higher rates of deaths in custody for Indigenous people in the Northern Territory?
What I would ask is that a lot of people consider changing their lifestyles so that they don't come into custody in the first place. One of the greatest shortcomings in our system here in this country at the moment is that we have a passive welfare system, which has led, unfortunately, in terms of the way that it's rolled out, to large numbers of people making very bad lifestyle choices. As a consequence of those lifestyle choices, they come into our custody from time to time, subject to police arrest. Whether you come into custody under the paperless arrest model or under protective custody or alternatively being charged with some other more serious offence, the process of custody remains utterly unchanged. And the same assessment process applies to any person who comes into the custodial environment, which includes a medical check.
Are those medical checks working?
In the sense that they are vetting people for having pre-existing medical problems, yes. There is, once again, no indication as to why this person has passed away, and we are waiting for the coroner to make that assessment.
Jonathan Hunyor from the North Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency says that Indigenous people are disproportionately affected by this system.
The learning of the Royal Commission was that Aboriginal people are arrested too often, Aboriginal people are in custody too often, and that means they die in custody too often. So this sort of tragedy is unfortunately inevitable as long as our governments are going to pursue policies that don't deal with the fundamental issues of Aboriginal over-incarceration, and as long as they treat people who are homeless, people who are drinking on the streets, with these sort of tough law and order, lock 'em up style approaches. The situation is never going to change, and these sort of tragedies will just keep occurring.
Jonathan Hunyor from the North Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency, ending that report by Nina Copel.